This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Nowhere is government incompetence and stupidity on display more than in the criminalization of agricultural hemp. I mean, here's a crop that could bring incredible abundance to this country, and we're already importing its products, such as hemp seeds and hemp oils and hemp fibers, from countries like Canada. So why can't American farmers grow hemp products? I'm not even talking THC. I'm talking basically zero THC varieties of cannabis that are just agricultural, industrial hemp that produce the hemp seeds, the hemp oils, the hemp fiber, any other products that you can make out of hemp. Why can't we just decriminalize farming of probably the most beneficial plant to industry that has ever been discovered on our planet? We should have hemp farmers growing hemp in America all across different states, you know, from Kentucky and Texas and Colorado, everywhere that it grows, and exporting these products to the rest of the world. We could be a huge producer of hemp products. And hemp oils are very rich in omega-3 fatty acids. You know, hemp seeds are very healthy. They're nutritive. They're just loaded with outstanding nutrition. You know, hemp leaves can be extracted for a CBD, which is a non-psychoactive component that is powerful medicine that people are discovering all across this country. I mean, you've got food and medicine and industry and oils for cosmetics and superfoods and dietary supplements. All of these things can be made out of hemp. And yet you've got these incompetent lawmakers. I mean, incompetent fools, useless to this country, sitting in their state law houses or in Washington, D.C., sitting there saying, oh, no, we have to keep hemp illegal. Why? Why? To protect Big Pharma? To protect the cotton monopoly? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You want abundance for America? The answer is right there. All you have to do is decriminalize one of the most versatile plants that's ever been discovered. And you see, this gets to a bigger issue. America doesn't have to have debt. America doesn't have to be on the decline. America doesn't have to be collapsing in many ways into what will soon be a third world nation, especially if it goes the way of Illinois and Chicago and places like that. America has the answers for incredible abundance, incredible farming freedom. We can grow food and medicine and oils and nutritional supplements. We have the land, the sunlight, you know, the soils, the water, everything. The only thing that's in the way is these stupid lawmakers, these incompetent traitors of humanity who call themselves state legislators or federal legislators. They are in the way of real progress, of real abundance, of even free enterprise abundance. We're talking about increased state revenues. Can you imagine if Texas, for example, were to legalize industrial hemp, non-THC varieties, how much money the state would gain in terms of inventory taxes and business taxes and from exporting these products and gaining money for the Texas economy? If Texas legalized industrial hemp, the environment is perfect for growing it. I would probably get in the business to grow industrial hemp just because I support the crop so much. And we would be the hub of hemp production in America. Texas would be exporting agricultural products like crazy from hemp. And we're talking about high value products, not just wheat or soybeans or corn. We're talking about value added hemp oils or hemp seeds or hemp extracts or cannabinoids that are powerful medicine. Perhaps pharmaceuticals could come out of certain molecules, or perhaps dietary supplements could be very successful based off of some of these molecules. There's so much potential in it, and yet you've got these lawmakers who are just, I don't know, stuck in the 1970s or something. We're not even talking about marijuana with THC to get people high. We're talking about non-psychoactive components. We're talking about cannabinoids or the oils, the omega-3 fatty acids, nutrition, fiber. We're talking about making a pair of jeans out of hemp so you can have non-GMO hemp jeans. Clothing and textile industries back in America, back into Texas. San Antonio could be the new capital of hemp textile production or something. You know, it's the answers are all right there. The abundance is right there within our reach. Nature has already given us all of these solutions. And it's the freaking government, the incompetent, useless government that is always standing in the way of human progress. What has government done for you that benefits you in any significant net way? I mean, I understand there are certain things about government that have to function, such as national defense. I get that. We need a military. It's a crazy world. There are psychopaths in North Korea. I get that. And I understand we need basic emergency services like, you know, police and fire, emergency responders, and so on. I understand the basics, but that's not what government is mostly engaged in. Government is mostly handing out money to people, free entitlements for everybody, taxing the crap out of everybody else, and turning ordinary innovators into criminals by criminalizing things like industrial hemp. Government is 98% of the time the problem to everything in our country. Government is the problem 98%, and it's the solution maybe 2% of the time. That's a pretty bad ratio. And that's why government needs to get out of the way on these issues like hemp production, industrial hemp I'm talking about. Let us be farmers. Let us grow high-value crops that produce industrial products and food products and cosmetic oils and all of these things. Stop criminalizing hemp. And this goes for President Trump, too, at the national level, and Jeff Sessions, who seems to be stuck in the 1950s on this issue. I mean, Sessions is great on other issues, but on this one, oh my God, he's like living in the past. We need to legalize hemp production. You want to make America great again? Let America grow hemp again, for God's sake. The Constitution is written on hemp. And this country was founded on hemp. How do you think the state New Hampshire got its name? It was Hempshire for the production of hemp. New Hempshire is really how the state was named. The history of America is the history of hemp production. We wouldn't even be a nation without hemp. If you hate hemp, you hate America. If you think hemp should be illegal, then you're anti-American. You must hate the Constitution. It's insane. I'm just one person, among many, who is here ready to create abundance. I could hire people in Texas. I could start farms. I could export products out of the state of Texas, all non-psychoactive stuff, super low THC, almost zero. I alone could create $100 million a year business in Texas off of hemp, legalized hemp agriculture. Just me alone. And there are other people who would want to do the same thing. We could generate literally over $1 billion in hemp revenues in the state of Texas alone every year. And yet these legislators in Austin sit around with their thumbs up their asses thinking that, no, hemp has to be illegal. What? You don't like farm abundance? You don't want farmers to make more money? You don't want more tax revenue for the state? You don't want healthy hemp oils in foods and cosmetics? I mean, HEB sells hemp oil. HEB is a big local grocery chain all across Texas. Why can't we grow the dang oil in Texas that is sold in the Texas HEB stores? We can produce the oil here in Texas, and yet the Texas lawmakers are standing around just stupid as ever. Unreal. Just legalize abundance, and America can be great again. Just legalize farming, and America can be great again. Just stop criminalizing these basic functions that society needs. I mean, the answers are right there. Government just needs to get the hell out of the way so that we can get back to the business of growing abundance and producing products and employing people, creating jobs, and creating abundance across the entire state and making America great again. At the same time, we could make Texas great again. It's so simple. So Governor Abbott, if you're listening to this, you need to push for the legalization of hemp agriculture. We're talking about low THC, non-psychoactive, laboratory-validated hemp agriculture. Make Texas a production hub and make Texas a hemp product exporter. And I will personally come visit you and lay out the business plan and show you how I alone could generate $100 million of revenues a year for the state of Texas through legalized hemp. And then I'll show you how others can do it, and we can grow this to a multi-billion dollar industry without producing a single plant that makes people high. The answers are so simple. Contact me if you want to know how to do this. And, you know, stop turning hemp farmers into criminals. It's time to unleash this abundance for Texas or other states and for the country as a whole. It's been criminalized for too long. Thank you for listening, everyone. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified, for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.